All right, Jabo, say good morning. Let's begin. We are picking up page Shin Yud. Achalti v'od ochal. Page Shin Yud. So the Mechaber says as follows. Kasher adam yodea shu asel li kashal. When a person, it's actually a very profound piece, when a person knows that inevitably he's going to sin again, he's going to make his mistakes, humis orer lihispalel harbe yoser, ulishanein ulavakesh me'ashem, shiyatziloso, viyagin alov, viyazor lo lihiskaber al yitzro harov v'chulei. So when a person realizes that he's going to fail and he's going to fall again, so he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He davens, he supplicates before God that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help him, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should protect him, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give him the strength to overcome his Yetzirah. So this is meaning, if I know that failure is par for the course, right? If I know that failure is par for the course, I know that I have to reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for assistance. Aval hu chai ba'ashalya, but shu eze malach, shi efshali kashali olam. But if a person lives life with this illusion that he's a malach, person lives life with this illusion that even though I made mistakes in the past, I'm never going to make mistakes again in the future. So he says, "Aidea dinyon azeh, hu lo eirani liros es ha-sakonos ha-gidolos, ha-ovos lo-odam ba-olam azeh, fulo mispalo." So first of all, besides the fact that living life with such an illusion is just that, it's an illusion, it's a fallacy, it doesn't make any sense. But in addition to that, it says something amazing. He says, if I live life recognizing that I am going to fail, and I'm going to fall, and I'm going to make missteps, some quite significant, then by definition, my antenna are always up. And I'm always vigilant, and always looking out for the potential pitfalls, the potential sakonos, the potential dangers, the potential issues of life. Furthermore, I'm constantly davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for siyata d'shmaya, for divine assistance, divine providence. I'm constantly davening to the Ribono Shel Olam for help, saying, God, I know that I have difficulties. I know that I have challenges. I know that at the end of the day, I can't do this on my own. And as such, again, I'm always davening. I'm davening and I'm vigilant. But a person who thinks that he's a malach, a person who thinks that I've made mistakes, but I'm never, ever going to make mistakes again in the future. So a person like that is not vigilant. A person like that doesn't daven. V'kach mazvir ha-rebi mekotsk. Plia gidolos. This is actually such a beautiful insight. So he quotes the Kotzker. Rebbe Nachman Mendel of Kotzk says as follows. Shekasher shala kodesh baruch hu es ha-adam ayeka. Hamina eitz asher tzivisicha levilti acham menu achalto. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, remember, this is after the sin of Adam and Chava. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu approaches Adam. He says to Adam, Adam Ayaka, where are you? And then he asks Adam, pointed question. Tell me the tree that I told you not to eat from. Did you eat from it? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks him a direct and pointed question. Tell me, did you eat from the tree? Did you eat from the tree? So what does Adam say? Analo Adam Arishon, Ha'isha shenasata imadi, hinasna li mina eitz va'ochel. So Adam says, the woman, right, the woman that you gave to me, she gave me to eat from the tree, va'ochel, and I will eat, right, and I eat. Analo Adam Arishon, Ha'isha, excuse me, v'ne'emar b'medrash, shene'emar va'ochel b'lashon asid. So the Medrash makes an amazing observation. It should have said, the woman that you gave me, she gave me from the tree. Va'achalti, past tense, and I ate. Va'ochel means, and I will eat. Future tense, says the Medrash. So what's the pshat? So he says, sheperusho shu'achol, v'asid le'achol od. Get ready for this. The Medrash says that Adam HaRishon's Lashon makes it sound like what? That he's saying, yes, Ribono Shel Olam, I ate, and by the way, I'm going to eat more. Shaler b'mekatzk, ha'in zeh chutzpah she'in kedugmasa. What kind of chutzpah is that? What kind of chutzpah is that? Adam HaRishon is saying, I ate, and I'm going to eat more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shoval oscha, im achalta me'itz hadas, u b'mkom lehesvado shachin achalta, u letztar laftiach shlo tocha od, atam odir lo, shatam miskavi laham shich lechol. Tell me, you just sinned. HaKadosh Baruch Hu confronted you about your sin. So the logical approach is to say, yes, I did it, I'm sorry, never going to do it again. But instead of going ahead and doing that, you go ahead. You go ahead and admit that you eat. And then you say that your kavana is to eat more. Meaning what? What kind of dialogue is this? What kind of answer is this to Adam? So this is amazing. Owner Rabbi Mikotsk, Shein Kan Shum Chutzpah. Adam HaRishon was not trying to be a mechutzav. He wasn't trying to be chutzpahdik when he said, va'ochal, that I'm going to go ahead and continue to eat. He wasn't chutzpah. Ki masha shol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ayeka. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Adam, ayeka, where are you? Perusho sheshol oso, eifo mekomcha. So really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking Adam HaRishon was, eifo mekomcha. Right, thank you, Sayyid. Eifo mekomcha. So where is your place? Where is your place? What does that mean? Le'iza makom nafalta, ube'iza madrega atachozer acharei hachit. He was asking Adam HaRishon, tell me, how far have you fallen? Eyeko, how far have you fallen? And where are you holding now in the aftermath of sin? Ayaka, of course, is not a geographic question. Ayaka is an emotional, spiritual question. Where are you? Where have you fallen? And where are you holding in the aftermath of sin? Ha'im b'madrega sha'adayin ata shalit al yitzricha v'yoser lo tochal. Tell me, Adam, you sinned, you made a mistake, but have you rebounded? Are you now back at the place where you could say that you're not going to go ahead and sin again? He says, Onelo Adam HaRishon, lo. So let's listen to this. Adam HaRishon gives HaKadosh Baruch Hu a very honest answer. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to know, Ayaka, you want to know where I'm holding? I'm not holding in the place where I can guarantee you that I'm not going to sin again. Ani ochez b'madrega nemucha yoser mizo. I am holding on a very low level. B'madrega sheyitzri gadol mimeni. Yibam Shalom, to be honest with you, I'm holding in a place now where I don't have control over my Yetzahara, where my Yetzer is stronger than I am. V'amshich le'echol. And therefore, to be very honest, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to continue to go ahead and eat. D'haynu sheyada es mekomo v'lo hishla es atzmo shelo yecha te'od. So we'll say, this is amazing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Adam HaRishon, Adam, Ayaka, tell me, where are you? Where are you holding in life? Where are you holding in life? You just sinned. Tell me, can you control your Yetzirah? Tell me, can you control your inclinations? Tell me, can you guarantee that you're not going to do this again? And what does Adam HaRishon answer? He says, Ribono Shel Olam, Va'ochel. Va'ochel. The Medrash says, Va'ochel means, I ate, and I'm going to continue to eat. Ribono Shel Olam. To be very honest, I'm broken, and I can't make you any guarantees about the future. I'm broken, and I can't guarantee you that I'm not going to do the same exact things as I have done in my past. V'zu tshuva amashakulam b'derech klal sho'alim. And ultimately, again, this is what Adam HaRishon was saying, is Ribono Shel Olam, I can't give you any guarantees. I can't give you any guarantees. I can tell you that I'm going to try. I can tell you that I'm going to put in the effort. But I can't give you any guarantees about what the future holds in my ability to fight off the Yetzer going forward. V'zu tshuva amashakula m'derech klal sho'alim. Hakol tov v'yafeh. Imayisi be'emes mafsik lachto. Achari sha'asisi tshuva. Aval ha'metziusi shanichote u'mamshich lachto. And says the Mechaber, this is the dynamic that we all face. In the aftermath of sin, in the aftermath of dramatic mistake, we often say to ourselves, you know, if only I can get my act together, if only I can get myself together, if only I could pull my life together, then ultimately, again, I would be so much better off. If only I could stop sinning and stop engaging in the negative activity, I'd be so much better. I did tshuva, and now I just want to plot a new course going forward. Aval ha'metziusi shani chote u'mamshich lachto. But here's the problem. The problem is I'm a human being. I'm frail. And I know that I'm going to make the mistakes. And you know what? The crazy part is it's often the same mistakes again. Ketzad eser panai el Hashem ve'efna elav shuv ve'avakish slicha kasha'ani yodea sheshuv echeta. So the fundamental question then becomes, How can I face my God? How can I face myself? How can I face the other when I know that I'm going to inevitably end up making the same mistakes over and over? Says the Mechaber, that becomes the fundamental question. The question that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks to Adam HaRishon is the question he asks to us all the time. Ayaka, where are you holding? Okay, you sinned, you've fallen, you failed. Where are you holding? Ayaka. And again, the answer I want to be able to give is, Ayaka, where am I holding? I'm a dramatically new person. I'm fundamentally different than before. I'm going to be different. I'm never again will I ever repeat the same mistake. But I know deep down that that's not true. I know deep down that I will repeat the same mistakes. I know deep down that I am frail, that I am fragile, that I will fall, that I will fail. So at the end of the day, how do I face a Ribono Shel Olam when I know that despite saying I'm sorry for all of my failures, then I'm still going to continue to fail again in the future? So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up with the answer to this fundamental question in Yirtzeh Hashem tomorrow. After I acknowledge that I am an Ayaka person, I am an Ayaka. God asked me where I am, and I should say differently, I'm an Ochel person. Achal va'achalti. I've sinned, and I'm going to continue to sin. So how do I face HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the aftermath of that reality? How do I face HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And ultimately, again, how do I face myself? So Meretz Hashem, we'll see the answer to that at the end of Shin Yud, and Meretz Hashem tomorrow.